I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode of Money Diaries is brought to you by Intuit, proud makers of TurboTax, QuickBooks, and Mint. It doesn't matter if you're self-employed, thinking about starting a side hustle, or just trying to get the most out of your money. Intuit has tools that help you achieve prosperity, whatever that means for you. Easy-to-navigate software like QuickBooks, TurboTax, and Mint help you take control of your finances so you can prosper. Learn more at Intuit.com. Intuit, powering prosperity.
You're listening to Money Diaries, the podcast.
I'm Lindsay Stanberry.
And I'm Paco de Leon. And on the show, people call in to talk about all the weird issues they're having with money.
Paco, today we're talking about my favorite thing.
What's your favorite thing?
Babies.
Babies?
Actually, it's not babies. No, babies and money. This is like my favorite topic ever. Let's scare everyone.
Yeah. So I called my old boss to talk to him about it. It's like, dude, you've got four kids and you had them at a relatively young age because you're insane. What is the one thing? And he like was kind of quiet and like, and he's just like, kids will cost you more than you'll ever imagine. That's all you need to know.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. You sit there and you budget and it doesn't matter. And kids will cost you more than you will ever imagine. Yeah.
So today we're talking to a woman we're calling Rachel. Rachel, welcome. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So can you just tell us a little bit about where you live, what you do, kind of some about your background?
Sure. I live in New York City with my husband. We both work in the finance industry. We didn't used to make that much money, but we're now kind of in a place where we are making like a decent amount. We finally have a disposable income, which is really fun.
Woohoo!
But now we're also into our 30s. We're getting to a point where we are thinking about having children, and it's really hard to think about losing that disposable income to the aforementioned very expensive children.
Can we talk about hard numbers?
Sure, sure.
What's your salary and what's your joint salary?
My salary alone is 120, under 20,000 with a 20% bonus. My husband's is 160 with also a bonus. We're not really sure what yet. And commission as well.
And do you know how much you spend each month?
Roughly $5,000 to $6,000. We bring in about 10 and we probably spend about 5 to 6. I did a money diaries, you know, I just for a week kept track of our expenses and we went out to eat a lot.
Do you remember what the damage was at the end of the week for dining out?
So for the whole week, yeah, it was like almost $1,000.
That's kind of a lot.
Because you're in New York and it's every time you go out to eat, it's $150.
Right.
If you get some drinks, yeah, it's a lot.
And what do you think you spend the most on besides rent, if you had to guess?
Wine, definitely.
How much?
A couple $100 a month.
Could you talk about your emotional reaction, if you had any, when you were doing the diaries and reflecting on the numbers at the end of the week?
Definitely a little shame. Kind of surprised at how much we spent. And I felt guilty because I always had this mentality of I have to be saving, I have to be responsible. I got myself out of pretty bad credit card debt a few years ago. Basically, after college, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I went traveling for a long time.
What was the damage?
I think at one point I was in like $10,000 of credit card debt, and then I got a handle on it, and I paid it off like 4 years ago in total.
Congratulations.
How did you manage to get the handle on it? Just curious.
Well, I finally picked a career. I decided to become a writer. I got a job at an agency, which paid nothing, but at least I had health insurance, I had a salary, and then I bartended like crazy, like 4 nights a week. It was the only way I could have done it. So I basically lived off of the bartending money and put my whole salary towards the credit card debt.
It's really impressive how you got yourself out of credit card debt, but now that you're making a bigger salary, do you worry about overspending?
We've definitely experienced, like, as our lives have gotten bigger, so have the paychecks, but so have, you know, our expenses. So it doesn't really feel like you're making more. And I realized, like, wow, I've kind of backslid into some of the habits that got me into credit card debt in the first place.
Can you talk a little bit about the kind of conversations you've been having with your husband when you begin to think about having kids? Do you talk about how you might start saving?
We've been saving in an HSA already, kind of with that idea in mind. And that's got a decent amount of cash in it. I feel pretty comfortable with that. What scares me more is we live in a one-bedroom apartment, so I probably have to move. Moving is expensive in New York. And then if you have more than one kid, say you move into the two-bedroom, well, then you have two kids, then you're moving again and again and again. So maybe you buy something, but it's impossible to buy something in New York.
And how many kids do you want to have?
Once I have one, I'll probably change his answer.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, like, I come from a family of three. He comes from a family of four. So we kind of automatically project what you grew up with.
Sure.
Like, I think three, he thinks four. But that's crazy now to think about having that many kids. And
totally.
Affording that. And where do you put them all?
Yeah. That's what I was just thinking is, where do you put them all?
Yeah. You have to leave.
Where do you store the children? So you've done the research. You're loading the HSA with cash. What other things have you done to prepare for the impending child, children?
Just basically just stress.
Okay. Just thinking about it and freaking out.
At this point, we haven't thought about all the other stuff like health, like daycare, nannies. We are lucky in the sense that we have a lot of family who've already had children, so we can get a lot of hand-me-downs in that respect. But we don't have like a savings account with just miscellaneous.
Yeah, it's not the stuff that's expensive.
Yeah. I've heard daycare is crazy expensive. Having a nanny is even more expensive. So that just kind of starts to make you feel a little overwhelmed. I can't even wrap my head around how much money I would need.
I'm just going to say there's no economic return on having a kid. So not that we have kids for an economic return. I just, just want to float that out there. So
Paco.
Unless you have like the next LeBron James. And then,
yeah,
there's a return
there. There you go. But, that's an outlier. So coming up, we're going to give Rachel some real talk. We're going to lay this smack down with some hardcore information. And hopefully Lindsay and I don't scare her away from doing the deed and having the kid.
Doing the deed. I used to go so far out of my way to avoid paying service fees on movie tickets or to save a few dollars on groceries. But these days, I have a full-time job and a toddler. And time is money. I've got more pressing to-dos than tracking every cent all by myself. Intuit and Refinery29 know that all of us are working toward a prosperous future, but the path can be time-consuming. Intuit's financial tools are helping over 50 million people save time and money so they can focus on their goals. Learn more at Intuit.com. Intuit, powering prosperity.
You know what? When I see an adorable, bald, drooling, toothless little baby whose cheeks I want to squeeze, I definitely don't think about the cost of acquiring said drooling, adorable baby, or feeding and housing and insuring. I definitely don't think about that.
I just think that people don't talk about babies and money. Like, this is not something that women prepare for.
Yeah. What is the most expensive thing about having a child?
Definitely the, like, daycare, childcare. So I have a 2.5-year-old, and it's funny, when I decided I wanted to have kids, my husband was like not super into it. Ken was like, no babies. Huh. Like, no babies. And one of the things he said was like, it's too expensive. We can't afford it. And I was like, dude, like, that's not a reason not to have a baby. He loves our baby now.
Sure.
But he wasn't entirely wrong. So thinking about how much my son has cost, I think it's been an increase of monthly spending of about $3,000. We sold our one-bedroom apartment and moved to a two-bedroom apartment, so we did that. And I think that increased our mortgage like by $1,000. $2,000 a month for daycare. And then I'm trying to think what else. $300 extra a month for insurance.
$3,000 a month is crazy.
Yeah, if we ever want to go out $15 an hour for a babysitter. These days we're paying almost $2,000 a month for a twos program.
Wow.
Like, he goes and like paints and plays cars. And yeah, I'm basically paying like a college tuition.
It's I'm going to say it. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really expensive. Ouch. People think that like diapers cost a lot, but like diapers is nothing. We're thinking about signing him up for swim lessons this winter. And it's like $300.
Oh, wow.
Which, like, I would never spend that kind of money on myself. So I think that that's been kind of hard. You just kind of like refocus your spending. I would say that's the biggest thing. Like, you can still afford things, but it just changes.
Yeah, that's pretty damn significant.
Wow.
So how much do you guys have in your emergency fund right now?
We have a little over 10K in our emergency fund.
So I'm not sure if you're aware of the textbook definition of an emergency fund, but it's 3 to 6 months of your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys should at least have 15. So my unsolicited advice to you is to bump that up by another 5K. It's kind of, you know, like it's a good rule of thumb to start with 3. And if you want more, then go for it. That would be my first recommendation to get started in terms of like, okay, how can we start laying the bricks so that we can start cranking out the kids? What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's doable. Yeah, it would just take a real shift in our priorities.
Yeah. Like when we decided to enroll our son in daycare, we realized our expenses were going to increase by like $1,000 a month. The deposit alone was like $6,000 or something like that.
Jeez.
So about 6 months ahead of time, I started saving an additional $1,000 a month so I could see how it would impact our spending and make sure that I could actually afford it. I don't know what I would have done if we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
I don't know, found a cheaper daycare. There aren't, like, I'm actually at one of the cheaper ones.
That's the cheap, that's, wow.
They would be like, we're not cheap, but comparably.
Sure.
It's not 40K a year.
Sure.
I think that was one of the smartest things I did. And then I had this, like, little nest egg. And I also knew what our, like, bank account would look like at the end of each month with that additional money gone.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I would open up a new savings account, like a high yield money market account, and just start piling, you know, a certain amount of dollars into the account each month. Because then you will feel what it feels like to have to pinch like that, or to have that chunk of cash gone.
The good news is you won't go out to eat as much.
Well, actually, that's funny because so we decided to do the dry January thing, which has saved us an insane amount of money. Like, we just were like, okay, instead of going out and, you know, buying drinks and stuff, we're just going to, like, save that money and eat at home. And we have saved so much money.
So here's my next piece of unsolicited advice is to limit your discretionary expenses either with a credit card that has a limit that matches the amount that you want to spend each month, or by funding like an allowance account for each of you. Basically, I tell people what to do with their money all day, but I am also a complete idiot myself. Like, we have a monkey, lizard brain, whatever you want to call it. Humans are terrible with money. We're silly with money. And like, my motto is you have to just protect yourself from your damn self. If he's going to go shopping for whatever hobbies and vices that he has, and if you like to shop and you have a bunch of hobbies and vices, then I would, you know, let's say we're going to limit that to $500 each. And like, once you've tapped out, if it's like January 21st and you've got 10 more days, like, you're SOL. No more buying crap you don't need. And that has been a game changer for me.
Yeah. And one other thing I worry about too is like, you know, I've heard nannies can cost like $75,000 a year. It's like, that after taxes is probably my entire salary. Is it worth me just staying home, or does my career take a huge hit?
I will say that's a big important thing to remember, that I think everyone needs to figure out if they want to take time off when they have kids. And I totally understand why women do it, but I do think that they forget that like that time off has a huge impact on your like overall savings, your retirement savings, like your salary growth potential. Like, women are already hit with the motherhood penalty when they have kids. Men get a bonus when they start having kids. Ken actually got a raise. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that, but he got a raise shortly after they found out that I was having a baby. And so it's crazy.
I worry about the long-term effects of not going back right away.
Do you know how much maternity leave you get?
We get 3 months.
Oh, that's nice. And is it paid?
It is paid.
And what about your husband? Does he get anything?
He also gets 3 months paternity leave.
That's awesome. And that's paid too.
Yes.
You guys are in a sweet situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a huge game changer in terms of finances, because you could potentially break up how you break up your leave.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about kind of doing that sort of thing. Like, I think that's great that his company allows him to do that, because I think we definitely want that.
Can I give some really boring takeaways?
Paco, they're not boring.
So maybe you already know this, but you have like a 30-day window to get the new baby on health insurance.
Okay.
So make that mental note to get the new kid on the health insurance. You're probably definitely going to need life insurance.
Oh, I've got the whole 9 yards. I have whole life, term life, and a group policy.
Wow, you got a ton of insurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm worth way more dead than alive.
Okay, great. And I'm sure your husband has some.
Yeah.
And then if you guys don't have a will yet, you should definitely get that in place.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah. That's scary.
I think having a baby, there's a phrase I always like to use about my own procrastination, and that is nothing focuses the mind like an impending execution.
Paco, that's terrible.
And it seems like, you know, when you're about to be responsible for a living being, nothing will focus the mind like that, correct?
Yes. I mean, I think that there's something, you know, the death to your former freedom when you have a child. It's all over.
Wow, you're really making this appetizing for me.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the idea of not being able to have time for myself is scary.
It sounds so depressing. It's really fun. Being a mom is really fun. It really is. Paco's laughing at me right now.
I mean, because you're like, you know, it's like me think the lady doth protest too much.
Sure. It's like, no, you're psyching me up for something that's really scary.
No, it's great. It's the best time I've ever had.
Lindsay's reading a script here.
No!
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to read the diary of today's anonymous caller, head on over to refinery29.com/money-diary. And if you liked this episode, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe. While you're at it, rate us and leave a nice comment to let us know what you think.
Nice comment.
This episode is produced by Jessica Chow and Jay Brunson.
Our editor is Alvaro Ceballos. Last year, he spent close to $25,000 building a house in the Dominican Republic.
Our head of post-production is Stacey Scripter.
And we recorded at Argo Studios with Paul Ruest.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.